President Trump has sent mixed messages on exactly how seriously he takes the threat of foreign interference in U.S. politics, especially when it comes to Russia. But his administration is now trying to telegraph to the public that the threat is real.
Our democracy itself is in the crosshairs.
That was Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen talking yesterday. She and other top national security officials made a surprise appearance at the White House, where they talked openly about threats to the U.S. political system and about what they're going to do about it. NPR's Tim Mak has been following this story. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
All right, so why are we hearing about these threats from the White House now?
You know, I think the criticism that matters most to the Trump administration is the criticism from his own party. And a lot of Republicans have been arguing that the response has been inadequate. You know, yesterday, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham introduced a new set of legislation that would address a lot of what Republicans perceive to be the shortcomings of the administration's current actions on election security and Russian foreign influence. He introduced that bill with a bunch of Democrats, too. It's also worth pointing out that we're less than 100 days from the election, and there's a lot of concern about whether or not we're vulnerable. This concern has been building since Helsinki, when President Trump, he stood on stage with Vladimir Putin, and he appeared to put Putin's view on the same level as the views of the U.S. intelligence community. So now the U.S. intelligence community has its turn on the stage, and officials are stressing that the president takes it seriously, and they're also painting a stark picture of the threat that is posed to the 2018 midterms later this year. Here is FBI Director Chris Wray.
But it's important to understand this is not just an election cycle threat. Our adversaries are trying to undermine our country on a persistent and regular basis, whether it's election season or not. There's a clear distinction between, on the one hand, activities that threaten the security and integrity of our election systems, and on the other hand, the broader threat of influence operations designed to manipulate and influence our voters and their opinions.
All right, so he's talking about attempts to undermine the U.S., whether it's election season or not. But let's stick with election season, because it is approaching, if not here. I mean, even this week, we've seen some new threats uncovered, right?
You know, the FBI director makes an interesting distinction, right? There's influence operations, and then there's the election systems and our election infrastructure. And we've seen challenges to both, okay? So just this week, Facebook announced that it had disrupted a social media influence operation on their network. And it affected hundreds of thousands of followers, nearly 300,000 followers. Some 30 fake, inauthentic accounts made thousands of posts and posted 150 ads in order to kind of create chaos and stir up resentment from both extremes, on the left and on the right. We've also seen that there have been attempted hacking of politicians' emails. Senator Claire McCaskill and Senator Jeanne Shaheen, both Democratic senators, both in swing states, they both said this week that they had been the targets of attempted Russian hacking and cyber operations. And in terms of voting systems, officials say that even though attempts on hacking voting systems is not as abundant, at least yet, as it was in 2016, there is still a constant kind of whir in the background, and different foreign entities are apparently trying to penetrate various election systems.
So the administration's been criticized for not doing enough. And I wonder, as of yesterday's meeting, has anything changed? Are they doing anything new?
The Trump administration's briefing yesterday, it wasn't so much about announcing new steps that they're taking. It was basically trying to emphasize that the intelligence community is speaking with one voice, that they're taking it seriously. This is as much about tone and about rhetoric as anything else. I was saying earlier that the criticism that matters most to this administration is those from the president's own party. So what was really interesting is when Republican Senator Richard Burr, he's the head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, they look at all these sorts of foreign threats, he argued that policies were not taking the threat seriously.
Some feel that we as society are sitting in a burning room, calmly drinking a cup of coffee, telling ourselves this is fine. That's not fine. And that's not the case.
All right. So he sounds very serious, but it is worth noting that President Trump's messaging on Russia in particular goes back and forth, back and forth. What is the most recent thing that he has said?
just last evening at a rally, he was talking about how he had a great meeting with Putin in Helsinki, and he again called the Russia issue a hoax. He's been equivocating. You know, back in Helsinki when he talked with Vladimir Putin on stage, he didn't publicly confront the Russian president over election interference, and he appeared to equate Putin's view with those of the U.S. intelligence community. He also said that Russia's not attacking the United States, even though the White House said that was taken out of context. And at other times, he said that Russia is actually interfering, but to help Democrats and not Republicans.
Let me ask you a last question. If the president's cabinet is taking this seriously, does it actually matter what the president says?
That's a really interesting point. It seems like one of the lessons from other election interference issues in foreign countries like France is that action and tone from the top matters and can actually tamp down on some of this interference. If the president doesn't indicate he takes it seriously, then foreign adversaries may feel emboldened. And it's also worth noting that the president has a firm hold on the opinions of a pretty large Republican base.
Yeah.
And convincing the public to understand and acknowledge this threat, it's one of the first necessary steps to confront something as complicated as election security and foreign influence operations.
NPR's Tim Mak. Tim, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.